KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
so much. Y'all saw these beautiful young ladies walk on the stage. Nita, can you give me two of those right there?
Here's more from Will Graves and Soul, live in the Green Room in Crosstown Arts.
Can somebody bring me a napkin? A paper towel.
What is in my pocket?
Not paper, I don't want that. Woo, Lord.
Like, we done got time for you. Just think 20 years ago, we used to sing in Cafe Soul at 1 a.m. Y'all ain't getting one of those. We all too old for that. We all too old. Maybe a good 10, 10 p.m.
We need a fan, baby, because we're out of here.
Woo.
Bringing back so many.
Manuffa, y'all.
Manuffa in the house.
They used to call them Mahefa. They said them heifers we sing.
Mahefa.
Here's more from Will Graves and Soul live in the Green Room in Crosstown Arts.
Like this, y'all. One, two. One, two.
Was music from Will Graves and Soul live in the Green Room at Crosstown Arts in Bill Street Caravan.
Caravan has brought the sounds of Memphis to public radio airwaves for more than 20 years. And now you can see what we've been talking about. Check out our series of digital shorts through our website or go to ilistentomemphis.com.
I Listen to Memphis is about Memphis music today, the people who make it, and the places and culture that fuel it. ilistentomemphis.com.
Bill Street Caravan is also supported by awards from Memphis Travel, Tennessee Arts Commission, Arts Memphis, and the Thomas W. Briggs Foundation.
TennesseeVacation.com. The soundtrack of America was made in Tennessee.
We're back, and if you're just tuning in, we're listening to Will Graves and Soul live from the Green Room at Crosstown Arts here on Bill Street Caravan. Will Graves and Soul have been known for their incredible energy and their unique blend of genres. The way they mix soul, jazz, pop, and even a little gospel, it'll always be a show that you remember.
For sure, JB. And this reunion performance is no different. You can feel the power of the crowd's energy, and the band just feeds off it. Will's voice is as strong as ever, and the musicianship, as expected, is top-notch. And let me not go without saying that this is actually Thomas Cribbins on the guitar you guys are listening to today. That's me playing. This is
all right.
Yes,
sounding
sir.
Chris, too. You're a man of many multitudes.
Man, thank you. I'm just happy to be a part of this Memphis music scene.
Absolutely. You know that Memphis is a city that absolutely loves its music. And of course, they support Will Graves. He's played a huge part in defining this sound for many, many years. To see him back with his band doing the thing that he does the best, it's a beautiful thing.
And with some of Memphis's finest musicians backing him up, it's no surprise the crowd is feeling the love. This is more than just a performance. It's a celebration of the man and the myth and the music that shaped the city.
Well, let me ask you, Tia, since you were there, you were on stage, can you just give us an opportunity to close our eyes and imagine what the energy, what the feeling was like there, and how you got prepared to convey this music and interpret it in the moment?
Man, for one thing, it was just so good. This was a reunion show, and it was so good being back on the stage with all the players, the fellas and the girls. Man, and at our prime, you know, there's like 12 of us up there. So you got horn section, you have everybody. So not only was the stage full, the room was full, man. The lights down low, and everyone is paying attention to every word and every note. coming out of Will's voice is he's got that soulful, smooth, buttery quality to it, but yet and still, it's still powerful enough to convey whatever message he's singing about. So it was just a great time. Will, outside of the stage, has a lot of love from a lot of people in the city, and we as his band, we got the chance to experience that same love, and it was no different on this particular night. And it was also helped by it being his birthday, so there was generally a festive, celebratory atmosphere all the way around anyway.
Absolutely. The groove felt amazing this night, and I still feel good just listening back and taking a closer look and listen to some of the amazing music that went down that night. I can't wait to let our listeners hear a little bit more of it.
That's right, JB, man. I appreciate you, man. Let's keep the vibe rolling. Here's more from Will Graves and Soul, live at the Green Room in Crosstown Arts, right here on Bill Street Caravan.
Somebody gonna get that in the parking lot.
I found happiness
Thank you so much. Let me ask y'all a question. What time is it? Okay, never mind. They answered it for me. We're going to take one small pause for the pop, for the calls, y'all, okay? I think the band got to go pee, y'all. Hit that jive, jive. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to meet the man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Till I get back, going downtown to meet the man, and I ain't got time to shake your hand. Standing on the corner, all apologize, but you know you're my man, so I got to give you five. Time, shake your head. Hit that time, just put it in your pocket till I get back. Tiny time waits for no man, and I ain't got time. Shake your head. We'll be back in a hard 12 minutes, y'all. A hard 12 minutes. We'll see you in a minute.
Here's more from Will Graves and Soul, live in the Green Room in Crosstown Arts.
Y'all doing all right tonight? Y'all give it up for Will Graves and Soul, y'all. Happy birthday, Will. If y'all know Will, Will love him some Shaka. And I had to come on out and do it for him.
Thank y'all. Love you, Will.
Welcome back to Bill Street Caravan. We are sitting in the office today with the soulful and the incomparable Mr. William Graves, otherwise known as Will Graves, as we're listening to his show at the Green Room at Crosstown Arts. How you doing today, Will?
I'm great. How are you, T.O.?
Doing just fine.
10 o'clock?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't even know where to start because basically I'm sitting here today with my brother, man, responsible for a lot of my musical career here in Memphis, Tennessee. We're just going to start it toward the beginning of your story. You are all things Memphis and Memphis music, but if I understand correctly, you were not actually born here in Memphis, right?
I was born in Los Angeles.
Nice.
California. Nice. Yeah. My family moved here when I was 9 years old. But we always had a relationship with Memphis because of our denomination. So we would come every year. So we already had a relationship with Memphis before we moved here.
And I asked this question on purpose. I want to ask, even as a young kid, who were your musical inspirations and influences?
Man, oh Lord, Michael Jackson, of course. Yeah. Stevie Wonder, Barry White, Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
Chaka Khan. and Chaka
and
Khan,
Chaka
you
Khan,
know.
Yeah. Indeed, indeed.
But all of them, but I mean, just that whole, the scene during the 70s, for me, like the late 70s, and I was always reaching back. So whatever was going on, if we were listening to New Edition, I was always reaching back, going back, listening to like Blue Magic or the Stylistics or something like that.
Gotcha.
But because I knew that's what it came from.
Right. So whoever was hot at the time, you immediately reached back to who their influences were.
Exactly.
Because that's what made them hot. That contributed to their hotness.
Exactly.
Awesome, man. Mm-hmm. And at what point, was it an event? Was it a moment where you, I know you said it was at Bellevue Junior High, but did something happen? Did you get, did you perform at a talent show and get a reception that just kind of flipped a switch in you? What made you know, say, hey, this is me?
Now, I didn't perform at Bellevue. Michael Hawkins, he would perform there. And that inspired me.
Wow.
So I didn't really start singing until like probably high school, I guess like 10th grade. Mm. And I'm gonna tell you, I went to this place, Camp Anytown, and that was when I was going into the 10th grade, and that's when I kind of found my voice or realized I wanted to do it. Mm. And people responded, and that was a whole little cultural thing, you know. But that was when I really realized that I wanted to do it. And then, you know, getting involved in church, at church and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just kind of comes and goes. But I write every day. And I think we all write every day, whether we realize it or not. But we're writing, you know, if we don't choose to actually, you know, journal those things. But, we, you know, when we go through life, we're writing.
That's a great way to put it, man.
Yeah.
What's next musically for Will Graves?
You tell me.
More music.
You the boss.
No, sir. More music. I gotta give you something. More music. Are you working on any new material? I know you just said you're writing.
Every day.
So we look forward to more music from Will Graves in the very, very near future, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
This show here, the Green Room show, sold out. And there was a waiting list. I don't know if you were told, but there was a waiting list of 110 people.
Wow.
That did not get in or didn't get tickets that wanted to come see you that night, man. So
wow.
Definitely look forward to more music from Will Graves and or Will Graves and Soul, however you decide to present it. I know the people would love to have it, man. Well, and we thank you for coming down to Bill Street Caravan today. You've been listening to
Thomas
Cook.
Man, I thank you for having me, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you are so cool.
You've been listening to Will Graves and Thomas Cribbins, and we'll get right back to some more music from Will Graves and Soul live at the Green Room in Crosstown Arts.
This is a sing-along. If you ever wanted to be a Clark Sisters or a Clark Brother, y'all sing on with it.
That was Will Graves and Soul, live from the Green Room at Crosstown Arts, right here on Bill Street Caravan. You can catch more from Will Graves and Soul by checking and searching for them on all social media outlets.
You got it. Whether you're at a big concert hall or a small club, Will and this band, they just give you a full experience, something that you can feel. The soul just starts tingling in your toes and goes all the way to the tip and the top of your head. And I can't stop grooving, hanging back and listening to this concert, man. I think I might have to take this little tape home with me, man. I need this for the crib.
Man, I'm telling you, man. I tell you, it was very refreshing and re-energizing, man, getting to play that music once again. If you notice a common theme in a lot of the songs, it's all about love. That's one thing I've always enjoyed and appreciated about being a part of this band. Positive music, positive messages, celebrating the love of each other and the love of all humanity, man. Shout out to Will Graves and shout out to Will Graves and Soul.
Absolutely. It's a Bill Street Caravan thing, too. When you come and you listen, you get closer to Memphis. You close your eyes and Memphis just pops into your mind, whether you're near or far. And that's what we're all about.
Thank you guys for checking out Will Graves and Soul right here on Bill Street Caravan. For more information on Bill Street Caravan, go to www.billstreetcaravan.com.
Bill Street Caravan is supported by awards from Memphis Travel and Tennessee Arts Commission.
We like to remind our listeners to please show your support for public broadcasting. You won't find programming like this anywhere else.
This is Thomas Crivens with Bill Street Caravan. Coming up next time on the show, we've got Memphis soul sensations Will Graves and Soul live at the Green Room in Crosstown Arts. That's next time.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.